Takeover Insights, the podcast by and with Judith Geis. Are you and your company affected by a takeover? Then you have come to the right place. Judith Geis is the expert on American takeovers in the German-speaking region. She shares valuable tips and tricks with you and shows you how to leverage this change for yourself and your company. This podcast is also for you if you want to take over a company in a German-speaking region. It's time to take the chance. Forward. Only one way to go forward. Foreign companies are responsible for some 750 acquisitions, takeovers every year in Germany. Of these acquisitions, between 150 and 200 are carried out by companies from the United States. All these takeovers have one thing in common. The acquisition is not intended to effect a workable solution for the company acquired. Rather, the acquiring company wishes to grow inorganically, to increase its market share, to increase its customer base, to gain access to technology, to build out its product base. The seeding company adjusts its portfolio and sells peripheral areas or parts of the business it was able to develop only with difficulty for whatever reason. More than a decade ago, I left the employ of a German company for the employ of an American company during such a takeover. And I have had an executive role at that company ever since. During this time, I have had numerous talks and have seen things that, to my mind, illustrate the necessity of addressing this time of change at once in a systemic and a timely manner. Both sides make mistakes. People can control what they know, how they think, and how they conduct themselves. And they will do what they can to cope with the changes the best way they know how. Yet, until now, no book has existed that fosters this approach, that points to the many stumbling blocks, and that offers solutions. With her blueprint of a takeover, Judith Geis fills this gap in the literature. Much of what she described in this book, I can confirm from my own experiences. Out of the blue, new employees from another company. What is more, all takeover have this in common, that employees from the acquired company are now employees of the new, not of the old company. That sounds trivial, but it is often a decisive, if not the decisive, problem in all this. Corporate culture, strategic requirements, work and communication styles, understanding of leadership and power dynamics, and decision-making processes are often completely different than the ones the German company's employees know and have grown accustomed to. Many of these employees will feel as if they have lost a sense of who they are, especially because decisions will be subject to different criteria and different priorities than they were in the past. Even if the numerous people affected on both sides often believe that Americans and Germans are more similar to each other than not, in practice, the truth is quite different. Germany and the United States have common values, but are further removed from each other culturally than is believed generally. Not only do their languages differ, that's obvious, but so too do philosophies of life and work, conceptions of self, social structures, and political systems. What is more, German employees see big differences between the East and the West Coast, between the Canadian and Mexican borders, differences they experience as more significant than the differences they know to exist in Germany. These differences are owed to the sheer size of the United States compared to Europe. The United States has 4 times as many inhabitants than Germany does, and they are spread across a landmass 27 times that of Germany. Confronted with a foreign culture. While Germans more or less have a business mindset, Americans have more or less a competition mindset. Americans care about winning and being better than everyone else. These differences have always existed, but they became clear in part anyway only during Donald Trump's presidency. Trump placed the slogans Make America Great Again and America First at the heart of his politics. Regardless of their politics and cultural identity, Germans view a typical American stance to be right or wrong. My country. An American company poses numerous challenges for employees of a German company. One's own history and successes will count only if they benefit the new company. In any event, they must settle into the new company, adapt and become an integral part of the American company. And they must do so with a time difference of 6 to 9 hours or a day's worth of travel in each direction. But becoming an integral part of the American company means the corporate group's employees and their contribution have to be seen and appreciated. But to be seen and appreciated means mastering English. It means a style of communication focused not on problems, but on solutions. It means FaceTime and business travel and telephone calls late at night or on German federal holidays. It means adapting one's own style of work to American global corporate management, which more or less ignores regional differences. And it means conducting oneself clearly and in conformity with German legislation, which is not understood in the United States and is viewed as an impediment. Typical examples include the Betriebsverfassungsgesetz, Works Constitution Act, accounting legislation generally, and more. All that requires an intense change process at the once German company. A change process that is challenging in the extreme, but not impossible. Or to use Charles Darwin's words, it's not the strongest of the species that survives. Not the most intelligent that survives. It is the one that is the most adaptable to change. Despite all differences, integration will bring many net positives profitable to German employees. Successful integration will enrich their experiences both in life and at work. Master your daily work during the integration into an American parent company with the blueprint of a takeover. The book supports you with a clear system, many practical examples and tips. Learn more at www.thebridge-online.com. For sure, you will find also the link in the show notes.